You are tuned in to Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Broussard, Louisiana. Let's catch up with Father Kyle White as he breaks open the readings during the third week of the preaching series, Reboot.
I'd like to begin this morning with a question. When have you personally, how have you personally encountered Jesus at Sacred Heart? How have you encountered Christ in Broussard, in this parish, at Sacred Heart? Many of you have been here much longer than I have. Some of you are fairly new to this parish. So we have different demographics here, but regardless, I know for a fact that many of you have encountered Jesus in a number of ways right here in this parish. And I love asking parishioners, what is your favorite part about Sacred Heart? What is your favorite part about being here in Broussard? And the most common response that I receive is that I just love the community. So perhaps you have encountered Jesus through this parish community. Maybe you have been a part of one of our parish small groups. I came to learn recently that our Come Lord Jesus groups have been around for over 40 years. Amazing to have this close-knit opportunity. Other groups, perhaps you maybe encountered Jesus through the youth group, or maybe through one of our rosary groups. Maybe you've encountered Jesus through one of our volunteer groups, like the Knights of Columbus or the Ladies Auxiliary, which, by the way, is having a parish bake sale right after Mass. So please join them in the Parish Life Center. Perhaps you got married here. Maybe your children and your grandchildren were baptized here. All of these experiences are moments of encounter, moments in which we encounter Jesus in big ways and in small ways. And they happen right here at home. One of the most basic and fundamental aspects of the spiritual life is to recognize that everything is a gift from God. All of these wonderful experiences of encounter, these are gifts. Gifts given from our Heavenly Father to us. I know that the past couple of weeks, couple of months, have been a little challenging. And it can be very tempting and easy to become discouraged. But I'd like to point out that it's also really important to take a step back, take a breath, and to recall these great moments of grace in our lives. To recall these encounters of Jesus. And it's as if when we bring them back to our memory, we can experience this once more. We can receive that same grace again by bringing it to memory. We can drink from that great stream, that great fountain of grace. And it's especially important to do this in times of dryness and in times of darkness. One of the most basic, primary, fundamental aspects of the spiritual life is just that, to give thanks, to be grateful. The most basic prayer is the prayer of gratitude, calling to mind God's presence in our lives and responding with great thanks and praise. And so this week, part of our preaching series, Reboot, this week we reflect on those incredible moments of God's grace for our parish. Because the fact of the matter is, we have encountered Jesus here at Sacred Heart. Why is this important? Well, in our parish, we are witnessing lives changing. Jesus is definitely present here. It's evident. And people's lives are being transformed. Jesus, he changes lives. He is alive, and it's exciting for me, and I'm sure for all of you, to see him act right here. Our hope is in the encounter. It's not in our ability to work hard and to make a difference. It's not in our great talents. These are all great things, but our hope, our real hope, is in the encounters with Jesus. And these encounters are more than once. They're not one and done in the past. We continue to dispose ourselves to encounter Jesus through his grace, through his power, and we are continually transformed by it. It's pretty simple. This is how the early church started and grew. They encountered Jesus, and this encounter impelled them to go out and to grow, to share what they have received. 1 month after being here, I had the great opportunity to join the parish in their Alpha reunion. So this was an evening where we invited all those who participated in the Alpha experience to come back for a night simply of thanksgiving. We got together, we shared a meal, and we shared our experiences with one another. We talked about the great moments of encounter that we had through the Alpha program. So I was the only person in the room that had not done Alpha yet. But simply watching the energy in that room, 100 people talking about the faith, so excited to be there, so excited about what they had received, especially through the Alpha program, they were so edified, and I was edified, listening and watching. I was inspired. I was moved to a deeper conversion. This was an encounter with Jesus for me to simply witness what has been happening through that one aspect of our parish. You know, perhaps you encounter Jesus here in unexpected ways. After our first encounter night, I was reflecting on, you know, how did I encounter Jesus through this evening? And for me, it was kind of unexpected. There was a moment during the evening where I noticed a mother of a newborn child holding her baby with her eyes closed, singing along and praying with her whole heart. Her baby was truly at peace, just resting in her mother's arms. And I thought, wow, that is just so beautiful. Truly, I was filled with emotion, but a good emotion, an emotion of gratitude. I could not help but praise the Lord in that moment and say, Jesus, thank you. Thank you. That is so beautiful. I am inspired to love you even more deeply after seeing that. This was an encounter with Jesus. That same night, actually, an older woman approached me at the end, and she too was really touched by the evening. She was filled with gratitude. She approached me and she said, you know, I already know Jesus. I've encountered him a number of times. But there was something about this night. There was something about praying before the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, adoring him in adoration, singing along with the parish family, with the community, just opening up her heart and receiving God's grace. She was filled with the Holy Spirit. She knew that something was different about this night. She could not really articulate it. She was kind of at a loss for words, but she just wanted to tell me how excited she was, and she asked if I would pray with her. So, of course, together we just said a simple prayer of thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord, for this night. Thank you for being present. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit into our hearts at this night. This was a powerful encounter with Jesus for this woman. I saw her a number of weeks later, and she was still glowing. She was glowing because she was so filled with gratitude for experiencing Jesus once more, encountering him anew. So, you know, we talk all about this evangelization stuff, sharing the good news, getting our children and our grandchildren back in the pews, and there's so much we could say about it. But I want to tell you today that this encountering Jesus stuff, it's not something that we're just going to start doing in January. It's not part of this big strategic plan that we are going to start in the future. No, it's something that is already happening. It's something that has been happening right here. I know it. I've witnessed it. You've witnessed it. And this makes us excited because it gives us confidence that the Lord is here and he's going to continue to draw us deeper. You know, as we invite people to church, a lot of people think, well, I'll just invite them to Mass. And this is great, but sometimes Mass can be a little intimidating. Sometimes, depending on a person's circumstance in life, maybe they're just not ready to come. Perhaps the simple invitation of come to church is not exactly enticing for them. Maybe they're intimidated. Maybe they don't know the prayers. Maybe they don't understand why we sit, we stand, we kneel, we stand again. We come forward, we go back to our seat. Maybe this is kind of difficult for them to imagine. And the fact of the matter is, the Mass, it's the pinnacle of our worship. This is the most deepest, most sacred and beautiful thing that we do as Catholics. So maybe it may not be the best first step for somebody. The good news is that we have so many other opportunities for you to invite somebody who doesn't go to church to become part of this family. We have things like the Alpha program, where you can get connected in a small group. We have things like Encounter Nights, where no matter who you are, no matter what you believe, you can come, be a part of this family, and encounter Christ in a real way. We have the Adoration Chapel, which just this past summer is now offering it the exposition of the Eucharist during the week. Next weekend, we're having a parish barbecue, backyard barbecue, after the 11 a.m. Mass. These are opportunities that we can invite our family and our friends who don't go to church to come and join us. Share the joy that we have here at Sacred Heart. Become part of this family so that now, maybe, by God's grace, they will desire to come to Mass in the future. We have these moments of onboarding, these moments of entry into our family. And these moments level the playing field, no matter where you are in your spiritual journey. So today, we just really want to focus on gratitude. The Lord is present here. We are excited about what he has done here and what he continues to do here. And we look forward to what he's going to do in the future. The Holy Spirit is alive and present here. I am personally interested in knowing, how have you encountered Jesus at Sacred Heart? I want to know your story. Tell me throughout the week. Tell me if you see me out in public. Tell me after Mass. If you're on Facebook, post it on Facebook. Share it with the world. We want to know, how have you encountered Jesus at Sacred Heart? Share this news with us and with others. And take a look at our annual report. That was our handout for today. It's just a snapshot. The Lord's doing so much more. But this snapshot just gives you a little taste of what has been happening. So today, we give great thanks for the Lord and for his great generosity. And we pray that he will continue to be generous with us as we are continually transformed by him. Amen.